Hi everyone, Samian here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Chetan, and here is what he's got to say. Hi Sandman, hello again from the Himalayas in India. Some months back in a video request, I had said that England is done and that white people there should move to Russia. We can all see what's happening in England, and Putin just signed a decree allowing Western nation citizens if they denounce their hippie country's culture. I also believe that going your own way right now is a crazy option for men in the West. You have all these third world migrants moving in who are there to get their share of the good life. In such a situation, men going MGTOW in Western countries are basically handing over their country's culture and children, as well as women, to the invading armies. Bachelor men are not isolated from the change in dynamics of societies, as we can see in England. MGTOW is fine to follow right now for men in other countries, but not the white ones. East Asian countries are also taking in a lot of immigrants from the third world, and in 5 to 6 years, East Asian MGTOWs or men will be in the same situation as white men are in now. Sad but true. Well, Chetan, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. It's inevitable that wealthy white people are going to move to Eastern Europe if Western Europe keeps on being enriched, kind of like what happened during the fall of the Western Roman Empire. And those are the means left to the Eastern Roman Empire, to Constantinople or the Byzantine Empire. The parallels are striking because the Eastern Empire was far more religious and conservative, just like today Russia and Eastern Europe are. But population crash eventually happened in the East in the end as well. The problem is more complicated than we think. In the past, 50% of the children didn't make it past the age of one. Only the smart and strong made it, competing with their brothers and sisters. Today, because every kid has a chance to survive and thrive within 100 to 200 years, the average person will be retarded with regards to intelligence today, with below 80 IQs, and will be living in a world of idiocracy. So forget about Muslim migrants being the problem for a second. As for the whole Putin letting Westerners in, that's very relevant to me. I'll have to move to Serbia if the Canadian government passes Bill C-63. If that happens, I'll do it temporarily. But the USA has an extradition treaty with Serbia, and I don't believe Canada does. I don't want to be sent back to Canada to face a kangaroo court for hate speech. So if Serbia is thinking of exporting me even though I'm a citizen, my only hope at that point would be to move to Russia. Now that Russia offers temporary resident status to Westerners, it'll be easier for me to go there. Besides, a Serbian passport gets me into the country without needing a visa. Having a Serbian passport also allows me to be treated better by the Russians. Obviously, I have proof that I renounce my hippie Canadian culture with millions of video views to back it up. Hopefully it won't come to that, and every few days or so I look at the news to see if Bill C-63 is about to go through Parliament. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to feminism as a response to women losing their power over men clown world show. By that I mean that feminists know that once artificial wombs and lover bots come out, their power is done. So they're now trying to take over other forms of power in government and work environments. But AI will eventually take those jobs, and I suspect that governments will eventually be based on rules-based artificial intelligence. As for MGTOW, it's a good option if you can afford to use surrogacy to have children. Then you bypass the feminist divorce meat grinder courts, and you can raise your kids just right. I watched a video on Paul Elam's page a while back saying that men going their own way or the marriage strike was only part of the solution. I think the other part is men getting custody of their kids. They can't be taken away. Also, I don't believe the alarmism of Muslims taking over Europe. Believe it or not, fertility rates are falling fastest in the Muslim world. They still have higher numbers, but percentage-wise, they're declining faster as women get educated and their societies become more prosperous. I have a theory that people that are spoiled in childhood and or in their teenage years have terrible lives as adults, and that leads them to not want to reproduce. I also think we'll see the end of the nation-state and the rise of the city-states. A city-state filled with only bachelors would only have 10 or 20% females. Women will have the right to vote there and do everything else that they want to. But their votes won't be enough to swing the state into a socialist one. That state will outcompete the rest because it won't have the same drain on its finances. It'll have a financial surplus and be a creditor nation slowly enslaving all the other debtor nations. They'll basically get into debt all the gynocentric city-states run by female governments and their pet simps. If I'm financially able to have kids and not have it impact my material quality of life, I will. I'm getting closer and closer to being a full member of the asset class where I use my assets to generate money that I can live with. I can keep buying more assets while simultaneously raising children. Pass those assets down to the kids that deserve it, that I raise not to be spoiled and ungrateful. They won't even know how many assets I have. My father was smart hiding family assets from me until I was in my mid-20s. Even then, I got a little bit complacent in my mid-20s after hearing that. I have to live an ordinary middle-class or middle-class existence as much as possible, while at the same time having a big financial bag in the background in case things go wrong. I plan on having 4 of them, 1 girl and 3 boys. Plenty of successful guys I look up to are fathers for the first time in their 50s. MGTOW men are isolated because we haven't made an investment in our society, because our society sucks. Many of us can also leave for Thailand, Japan, or even now Russia at the drop of a hat, because we aren't connected to a wife or girlfriend, and she can't stray too far away from her social circle and family of origin. If everything works out financially for me, I'll end up homeschooling my kids wherever I go. I won't have to worry about them being woke or materialistic, because I understand those things now. Having a wife not only puts Western men in danger of being divorced, but it also puts your kids in danger of the mother going easy mode on them, and spoiling them, and overindulging them. It also puts her in danger of the minority of men out there that have been raping women in places like Swedenstan. Plus, using gestational surrogacy, I will also do genetic screenings on the embryos to make sure that they're more intelligent than myself, because IQ level is a predictor of success. Plus, I'll most likely use a good surrogate and select for height, blonde hair, and other desirable traits. We'll have to do this at some point as a species, otherwise we'll be heading towards idiocracy like I mentioned earlier, because we don't let natural selection thin the human herd anymore. Little to no wars and little to no disease. The only thing that doesn't sit well with me on this plan is creating multiple embryos, screening them and then choosing which ones to implant and have mature, and which not to. But again, I see that as a necessity going forward to do that as a species. But I also see conception being the point at which life begins. Choosing which ones mature and which ones get discarded doesn't sit all that well with me. If there was a way to screen the eggs and sperm before insemination, I would be more comfortable with that. Plus, there's also the issue of eggs choosing the sperm. Apparently, it's not exactly a competition with regards to which sperm fertilizes the egg first. The egg is choosy. It selects the best sperm. So female nature and hypergamy is there from the very start. Women will probably also argue that if you forcibly insert sperm into an egg without it picking it first, then that egg was being raped. I can see that argument coming up at some point. The moral dilemma is between picking humans that'll be the best possible and not mentally retarded, or instead rolling the dice and guaranteeing that in a few generations, IQ will collapse, and maybe civilization with it. Or that we play God and pick which kids are born and which ones are not. I don't like either of the choices. As for that city-state built for men, besides having a smaller female population and being more competitive, it could select male members from outside that are part of the asset class versus the working, or eventually UBI classes, once AI takes over most of the jobs. Being an average man in such a world won't be good enough anymore. You'll need to have the highest IQ, and that means city-states would need to use genetic engineering and selection to pick the smartest men to create. As for immigration, many of the Indians I used to work with were higher caste, spoke English with no accent, made tons of money, and assimilated into the West. Most importantly, they had high IQs. Unfortunately, the Canadian government these days doesn't want those Indians anymore. They want students and low IQ unskilled laborers. The problem is not where the immigrants come from. The problem is the intelligence of those immigrants, but not if you're a member of the elite. Social mobility is quickly disappearing in the West, and less intelligent people are easier to control and won't fight back against the governments, because they'll be too stupid to realize that their children and grandchildren and many generations forward will all be stupid in the West due to wealth inequality. Canada sold immigrants on the hope that they could elevate their financial status by coming here, but eventually they'll figure out, and once enough figure this out, the immigration will stop. But enough of my ramblings. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Chatan for another donation. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women aren't going to be able to smash their way into a city-state where men won't need them anymore. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, Mikta.tv, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the mass migrants with 80 IQs that aren't even smart enough to work at your local coffee shop away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.